sitting in a way that allows you to be alert and relaxed at the same time, allowing the spine to be pulled gently upward, closing your eyes or looking down, gathering all your attention within. Briefly scanning through the body to notice any places of tension or holding. See if there are any areas that want to let go a little. Letting the shoulders soften and release. Noticing the muscles of the face. Feeling the cheeks. Eyes floating in pools of water, allowing the brow to be smooth, bringing a mild, friendly expression to your mouth and eyes, not to cover over anything that you're feeling right now, but just open and expanse and a receptive attitude. Moving your attention down the shoulders to the arms, and from the arms to the hands. Noticing any tingling or vibrating in the hands. Sensing the play of life. And then turning your attention to the breath, becoming aware of the sensations of the breath wherever it is most vivid for you. Coming in and out of the nose, the rise and fall of your chest, the expanding and releasing of the belly, and now perhaps noting a sense of the whole body breathing. Noticing how the breath comes in cool, moving through the back of the throat, down through the windpipe, and into the lungs. Becoming aware of other sensations as it leaves the body in the opposite direction. Following these sensations as it arrives and leaves. Noticing how the breath happens all on its own, without any effort from you, coming to the realization to wonder, who is it that is breathing your body? You are not the one that's deciding to bring air in or to bring it out, at least not the you that you conceptually think of yourself as normally. Job says, "My breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils." God lends us breath from moment to moment. We need him more than this air we breathe, even more. Breathing in, experiencing this breath as God's own spirit, as Job says. This breath is evidence that he is always there. And this breath, and this one. this receiving and letting go of the breath, receiving His breath of life, receiving His spirit. Lingering on the sensations of His presence flowing in. And the letting go of clutching or bracing, holding and tensing. Seeing if you can let go a little more in any area of your body or mind. And now bringing a sense of gratitude for God's generosity to lend us breath in each moment. Allowing yourself a mental whisper to Him. Thank you. Thank you for this breath. In you I live and move and have my being. Thank you for your spirit in me. Thank you for this moment as a gift, a divine gift. Right here with you, feeling your spirit shared with me through the breath, also shared with me. Taking some time here to mentally whisper thank you to God for what your heart feels gratitude for most, for receiving at His hand. Noticing the mind can wander away from breath or gratitude phrases. It's not a failure or a problem at all. Noticing when we've gotten lost in a thought is a victory, a moment of pure awareness. Come back to the breath of God's gentle witness of care as air enters the nose in its coolness. And then the effortless transformation as it leaves, having been warmed in your miraculous body. Breath does not stop when our mind wanders away, and God does not leave when our mind wanders from our intention. Feeling gratitude assumes a gift has been given. And if a gift given, then there is a giver of the gift. Recognizing that these gifts are beyond your power to provide for yourself. Spending time allowing your heart to be washed through with a sense of thankfulness, not just for the gift alone, but also gratitude to the giver. bringing awareness that the breath is always there, even though we haven't earned it, and there's nothing we can do to deserve it. Just knowing of God's love and constant giving of breath after breath after breath. Feeling that care from Him towards you. Feeling those sensations of the breath coming in, pausing for a moment, and flowing out. Stillness before Him, realizing you have nowhere to go, nothing to do, resting in safe reassurance that He continues His gift in a heart that beats, digestion that happens all on its own, the safety of these walls. A sense of contentment that this moment and this breath is enough. In His presence, feeling a safeness in His hands, soothed in His care, seen in His compassion, secure in His gifts. The gift of another breath coming in. Flowing out, unending, dependable, ever there, sensing a developing and a deepening trust. Noticing when the mind is lost in thought, remembering that this is not a problem, it's not a failure of any kind, and just coming back to stillness, noticing the breath, letting go of judgment. Realizing you were in thought and coming back to sensations of breath is the cycle of meditation. The mind can no more stop thinking than the heart can stop beating. The awareness to notice when we are off in thinking and the gentle return without judgment is the mechanism for transformation over time. God remains constant all the while, beckoning us to come back. Come back. Focusing in on how it feels in the mind to wake up again from being lost in constructed thought. Coming out of thought and into awareness, what is that like? If the breath in my nostrils is God's coming in with every breath, God is always with me. His name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. The evidence that God is with you is in each breath. Taking in and receiving this new breath with all the sensations that provides initiates the realization that He who has created you from the beginning preserves you from day to day by lending you breath. His presence is protection and preservation. He is supporting you from one moment to another. Preserving your life. He will be found in the silence, your silence, His silence. His voice is not in the wind or the earthquake. His voice can't be heard with ears. But it is there all the same. Feeling His gift of breath gently rocking your body in His caring hands. Allowing these rocking sensations as a witness that He cares for you like a precious baby. He is your Father. You are His child. He loves you. He keeps a constant vigil. And feeling that personally with each breath, riding the waves of safety, care and protection. Letting go as best you can the desire to always be in control. Instead, trusting and resting in His strength. Breathing in reverence and wonder and awe at Him, knowing He is God and yet is right here with you. Accepting the miracle of this breath in all its complexities and all its meaning. As this meditation comes to a close, recognizing that becoming fully aware of sensations of breathing in any moment of the day is an invitation to feel God's Spirit, His breath of life, and carrying this peace and stillness with you throughout the moments of your day.